Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
Yeah, buddy. I'm in the building. It's your man, DJ Big Stu, in the building. Always with my little partner, Jizzy Jaheim, in the building. As y'all hear him in the background, just yap. It's the Sunday night hip-hop classics, man. And y'all know how I do it on this Sunday night. I play some of the hottest hip-hop joints that we remember. You know what I mean? I take it back all the time. And there's nothing special, nothing changed today. You know what I mean? We're going to be taking it back. Like we always do. But, you know, before we get into stuff, man, before we get into the music and all that, we always talk about certain things. One thing, definitely want to give big condolences to the Camacho family. You know, last week they had Hector Camacho's funeral through my neighborhood. A lot of people went from my neighborhood. I'm from East Harlem, and a lot of us grew up with Hector Camacho, knowing Hector Camacho. On the boxing side, he was like he was like a legend in our neighborhood in East Harlem, Spanish Harlem, whether he was black, Spanish, and a lot with the Spanish people because, you know, he was Puerto Rican, but black and Spanish looked up to Heck. Like, he was like something that you understood, like, yo, this brother's doing something positive. He took what he used to do in the street and turned it into something, you know. Unfortunately, man, you know, we don't know how we're going to go, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, he didn't deserve to go out like that, but, you know, God bless him, and a lot of people give much Hector Camacho much respect. Me, myself, I grew up in going to the boxing gyms, a couple of the same gyms as him. Like, one gym was the Inter on the 111th Street, and another joint was the 111th Street Boys Club. And, yeah, no doubt, I grew up watching Hector train and trying to be a boxer myself, and I watched him on the other side of the thing train and, you know, watching him build him. And, you know, it was great to see him when he did it, because it was somebody from my neighborhood, like somebody who I actually seen and knew. Would like to see him on HBO and stuff like that. It was real big, man. So just want to give that, you know, condolences to his family, man. He rest in peace. You know, he's in a better place now. And we got some other news before we get into some music. Startling news, man, that should have came out back then, but it just came out now. Now, y'all remember Mike Tyson and Robin Givens when they had their relationship, right? Y'all remember everything they went through and all that? Well, Mike has revealed just recently, for some reason, that he had caught Brad Pitt and Robin Givens having sex when he was married to her. That was one of his biggest things why he flipped on her. He told her, he was speaking in depth with the Graham Basinger on that show, and they was basically talking about, you know, his life, Mike Tyson life and stuff like that. And that was one of the things I was really surprised to hear, you know. They, you know, he had a show on Yahoo Sports, and Tyson told the interviewer about a surprise encounter he had with Brad Pitt while he was in the process of splitting from, you know, with Robin Givens. He said, I was doing a divorce, but, you know, he said, we every day before I would go to my lawyer's office would say she's a pig and she's stealing. You know, he said, you know, every day he would go to his lawyer's office, his lawyer would tell him she's a pig, she's stealing. I would go to, you know, I would go to her house to, you know, to have sex with her, you know. He's saying little things like this. This particular day someone beat me to the punch and I guess Brad got there early. You know, his reaction, like, I was mad as hell. You know, you should have saw his face, you know, when he was talking to the lady. When he was talking to Ben Singer, you know what I mean? You could see his face when he was talking to the man. And an explosive video interview, you know, he's always candid. You know, one thing about Mike Tyson, he also told Ben that he was high on cocaine while playing a role in the movie Hangover, just recently, in the movie 2009. That's what Mike said. He said, I was messed up. He admitted, he said, I was overweight. I was a pig. I was high on cocaine. But athletes said the cast helped him through the rough patch, you know. He said, they had to know I was messed up. He said, I couldn't talk. And he said, I had the cocaine talk. You know, everybody know the cocaine talk is like you talking in a Chinese flick. You know, your mouth is moving, but you ain't saying that. And, some of those guys are just beautiful people. You know, they have my back. I appreciate that stuff. Then they asked me to come back and do Hangover 2, and he said, yeah. He came sober. But T-Field Comedy, you know, he said Robin was getting it in, doing her thing. He said, can you blame her? But, you know, Mike's doing his thing. I mean, to this very day, Mike is still relevant. Robin is a little relevant. I haven't heard nothing about Robin Gibbons recently. But you know the sad part is when every time you hear Robin Gibbons, you basically hear her doing, you know, doing something to hurt a man or something, her or her mom, even her or her mom. But it's all good, man. We are in the building. This is Beef Stew Radio. It's your man DJ Big Stew. And I want to talk about a couple of things, a couple of deaths. That's kind of scary, you know, weird. When I say every death is bad, but these deaths are like family deaths. You know what I mean? Well, when this next death happened, this is so sad. The Kansas City Chiefs, you know what I'm saying, linebacker killed his girlfriend because she came out late from the Trey Song concert. Yes. So he shot and killed the mother of his child, then himself after arguing about the damn Trey Song concert. The victim is Cassandra Perkins, 22, and Jovan Bleacher had a baby girl, Zoe, on September 11th. Wow. Her relatives declined to comment, you know what I'm saying, to a lot of the magazines and a lot of things. The tragic violence was allegedly set off after Bleacher's girlfriend was out late Friday night at a concert by R&B singer Trey Songz, according to the Wichita Eagle, which is a newspaper, you know, that's out there in Wichita. And a friend of Cassandra said, they told the paper the couple argued when she had refused, you know what I'm saying? The couple had argued when she had refused something, and then she returned from the show at the Midland. Bleacher allegedly confronted Perkins when she returned from her home about 1 a.m. The couple, who met after being introduced by another Kansas City Chiefs player, had added about three, you know, had dated for about 3 years. They argued frequently, according to the source, and who was not aware of any prior physical abuse, you know, but he killed the thing. He killed this chump. So, it's sad, man. A lot of football players is killing themselves, too. That's something that they kind of trying to recognize what's going on with that. Football players is, thing. And then one more death, this is more or less different. A man in Wyoming stabs his dad's girlfriend to death, shoots his father in the head with a bow and arrow, then stabs himself to death. And he asked me, was he white or black? Doesn't matter, but he was a little kid. He was actually white, but it doesn't matter. Another kid killing parents. And police released more details on Saturday of the grisly murder-suicide at the Wyoming Community College, saying a man shot his father in the head with a bow and arrow in front of a computer science class not long after fatally stabbing his father's living girlfriend at their home a couple of miles away. Computer scientist instructor James Crum, 56, may have saved some of his students' lives Friday by giving them time to flee while trying to fend off his son. Christopher Crum, 25, of Vernon, Connecticut, Casper Police Chief Chris Wall said, I can tell you the courage that was demonstrated by Mr. Crum was actually without equal. He said, adding that his actions could offer some measure to comfort those by the killing. He said police are still trying to figure out what was the motive of Christopher Crum to attack his father and girlfriend, 42-year-old Heidi Arnold, a math instructor in the college. Arnold was found stabbed to death in the front of the home she shared with James Crum after shooting his father with an arrow. Christopher Crum stabbed himself, then fatally stabbed his father in the chest and struggled into the classroom. Washington reports began coming out about the attack on Arnold soon after the campus attack. Christopher Crum had smuggled the bow, compound bow, the type much more powerful than the hunting type, simple wooden bow, and under Campanese's blanket. Things are crazy out here, y'all. I'll tell y'all, you never know what goes down, what's going on, you know? But It's sad, man. You know, you not want your children. It's sad when your children, when your children kill their parents, man. This is not something that people want. It's not something that we want or we condone or anything, you know. So this is what we're going to do. I was going to say, making it rain on the matrimonial, Jessica Biel says the marriage life is good, especially since she's, you know, married to Justin Timberlake isn't as depressing as we thought it would be. But we're going to come back, man. It's your man, DJ Bizzle. I know a lot of y'all out there waiting for the Sunday Classic Hip Hop, so that's what we're going to do. I don't know what should I start with first, what I feel like doing first. I guess I'm going to start with some old school rap joints, and I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to play some joints that got a little rap into it, a little hip-hop. We're going to talk some more. Once again, it's your man DJ Big Stu, Block Club DJs in the building, Beef Stu Radio in the house. Shout out to K Nicole. Shout out to the Kappa. Shout out to the whole Beef Stu Radio family. Shout out to my man Mo Money at Mo Cinema. Shout out to everybody at the Beef Stu Radio Film family. Shout out to the whole team. We're in the building. Shout out to the whole staff of East Side Story, the movie. Shout out to the whole Showboat Classic family. Got more shout outs to do. First, I'm going to get into my man Mo. No, I'm going to come back with that one. I'm going to get into some old school, man. Let's rock, yo. I'm here.
1, 2.
This is Beef Stu Radio. I said Beef Stu Radio.
New York to the heart, but got love for all. Lying die in the fire where I learned the ball. Uptown is the place where I lay my dough. On the streets of the Bronx where my family roam. Oh damn it, we home. Heater got a 9mm. Player haters can feel the flame from my heater. I never really liked to play a fool like that, but I love to succeed. See foes fall flat, flat. Like deja vu, and I got another clip down a deja crew. I sip pissed out, dump heat, mo with the pissed out. Just cause I'm pissy don't mean you should miss down. Keep them in the fitties and hundreds all arranged. Anything less than that, you keep the change. Not filthy rich, but bitch, I'm barely broke. Blessed with flows to keep you hooked like dope. Friends call me guns, sons call me stripes. Cause I'm quick to slide off and slide this dick up in your wife. And that's life, you should learn how to treat her. I guarantee Peter knows how to eat her and beat her. Niggas in the Bronx call me Lex, cause I push a Lex, and I rock a Rolex, and I lounge on Lex, and I love sex, and I wave checks on sets that be trying to flex, like Dex, nigga God rest your soul, but when you're playing cards with guns, it ain't no time to fold, ho,
New York niggas got crazy game, but out of town niggas is all the same, Brooklyn niggas get crazy loot, that's because when it's beat, they ain't scared to shoot, all little niggas know how to play, Mac the 600 getting crazy pay, niggas out of Queens got shit on lock, strapped with the Glock running up in your spot.
But if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown baby, we get down baby, I'm for the crown baby.
Now if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown baby, we get down baby, I'm for the crown baby.
Yo, the RM80 is parked in a lot right next to the Mercedes. Keep the heat cocked for these blocks that are shady. You're crazy if you walk around thinking shit's crazy. Stop me, maybe. I'm living life flawless. Making big investments on them A-class flawless. And hoes call us. I'm comfortable like McCarroll. 2/4 of my life walking roads tight and narrow. Deep thoughts which I abide by. Bumping high, got my mind's eye. Point sharper than an arrow. Getting high, keep your eye on a sparrow. Riches like a sparrow. Bought a new 5 with the snitches for these hoes. Trunk full of ammo. Keep my toes close than most. Niggas keep their own shadow. And I strap for my foes like a saddle. I rock stones. Other niggas rock gravel. Talk shit, whatever have you. I'm from Soundview, Bronx most wanted. Front, get confronted. Player, we rolling deep in the 1.500s. Like Big Eye, Red Eye, mad blunted. You step outside and get blooded. Have your whole block flooded with the Bronx. It's a warning. Storm in, guns out from dusk till dawn. And it's on, no doubt. Keep an eye on your bitch when I'm roaming about. And put an eye on your lip, nigga. Watch your mouth. I'm from the Bronx. Wipe your feet when you step in my house, cause you's a small time nigga about a half an ounce now.
New York niggas got crazy game, but out of town niggas is all the same. Brooklyn niggas got crazy loot, that's because when it's beef they ain't scared to shoot. Harlem niggas know how to play, back to 600 getting crazy pay. Niggas out of Queens got shit on lock, strapped with the Glock running up in your spot.
But if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown baby, we get down baby, I hold the crown baby.
Now if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown baby, we get down baby, I hold the crown baby.
The guns like what? The lingerie is like what? Soundview like what? My 74th like what? Running boss like what? The gun runners like what? And K&S like what? And Uptown like what?
Charlene, play on. Yeah, I'm right here, dog.
Where my dogs at?
We right here, dog.
Where my dogs at?
I'm right here, dog.
What must I go through to show you shit is real? And I ain't really never gave a fuck how niggas feel. Rob and I steal, cause I want to, cause I have to. And don't make me show you what the Mac. You don't know by now, then you slip. I'm on some bullshit that's got me jacking niggas flipping. Let my man in them stay pretty, but I'ma stay shitty. Cruddy, it's all for the money. Is you with me? Get the bitches, now I commit the crime. When it's on, we transform like Optimus Prime. I'll form the head, roll out, let's make it happen. We ain't gon' get it with this, we'll take it tap. Bustin' off, dustin' off, it's softest niggas. Money with the biggest mouth, so let's off this nigga. Come on, softest nigga, never made a sound. Breathe too fucking hard and he getting bust down.
Yeah, niggas wanna be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas wanna fill us.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas want the ring.
Get at me, dog. With the dirt.
Yeah, niggas wanna be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas wanna fill us.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas want the ring.
Get at me, dog. Yeah. Now we're there. Looking too good for certain niggas. Some hurting niggas. What you doing? Robbing niggas. Jerking niggas. Sticking niggas. Cause they deserve it. But money got murdered. They know he died slow. Cause they hurt it. The nigga ain't blew up the spot in a while. And the motherfucker ain't got shot in a while.
You know?
Just take the light up. The fuck the night up. Blow everything in sight up. Fuck around and I had no ass right up. And I mentioned some shit he wasn't able to stand. I guess it. That'll disable a man with a wave of the hand. The days are longer and it seems like I'm facing time. I've got a lot of dreams, but I'm not really chasing mine. I soak it all up like a sitting fly. Nowadays, getting by, got more than occasional meal and getting high. I live to die, that's where I'm headed. Let your man hold something. Now it's all about you can get it.
Yeah, niggas wanna be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas wanna fill us.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas want the bread.
Get at me, dog. One in the back, let your faggot ass face down. Lucky that you breathing, but you dead from the waist down. The fuck is on your mind? Talking that shit, that you be talking. And I bet you wish you never got hit, cause you'd be walking. But shit happens and fuck it, you done did your dirt. Niggas just wondering how the fuck you hit your skirt right under their eyes. That's a surprise to the guy. It's one of their mans, but the bitch in the sky. Fuck them with cats and all the more hits and slaughter more kids. Let me holler at you, y'all, at Baltimore. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm just robbing to eat. And there's at least 1,000 of us like me. Mob in the street. When we starve and we eat, whatever's there. Come on, you know the cold in the street, whatever's fair. Blood stains and chalk, but your man couldn't walk after the talk about him not being on 11-33 in New York. Transforming that thing, so get it quick. And yo, for real, that nigga Case, you suck my dick. It's gonna take all these niggas in the rap game to barely move me. Cause when I blow shit up, I have niggas falling like white bitches in a scary movie. You know I don't know how to act. Get too close to niggas, it's like
protected by Viper. Stand back.
I thought you niggas was killing. Demented. Fuck you on me, George, just coward.
Finish him.
Ascend it.
Block Club DJs. We got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Yo, come on, yo. We're going to mess all this shit.
Hold on, man.
Yo, man, shut
the fuck up, man. You ain't say.
On the front, what? Jump up and get bucked. If you're feeling lucky, duck, then press your luck. I snatch fake gangster MCs and make them faggot flambe. You're nine spray. My mind spray, malignant mist that'll leave caught defunct. The results, your remains stuffed in a car trunk. You couldn't come to the jungles of the East, popping that gang, you won't survive. Get live, catching wreck is our thing. I don't gang bang or shoot out bang bang. The relentless lyrics, the only joke I slang. I'm a true master, you can check my credentials, cause I choose to use my infinite potential. Got a freaky, 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 freaky flow. Control the mic like Fidel Castro. Lock Cuba, so deep that you can scuba dive. My job's origin is unknown, like the tubas. I've accumulated honeys all across the map, cause I rather bust a nut than bust a cap in your back. In fact, my rap snaps your sacroiliac. I'm the Mac, so I don't need the totem act. My attack is purely mental and its nature's not hit. It's meant to wake you up out of your brainwashed state, stagnate nonsense. For if you persist, you'll get your snot box bust. You're fresh up on this. I flip, pose dip, none of the real niggas skip. You don't know enough math to count the mics that I put. Keep the dirty rotten stamp as his verbal weapon spit.
Spit.
Gold nugget. Every time I pick up the microphone, I drug it, unplug it on chunk with the gangster battle. Leave your nines at home and bring your skills to the battle. You're rattling on and on and ain't saying nothing. That's why you got snuff when your bump heads were dirty rotten. Have you forgotten? I'll tap your jaw. I also kick like Kung Fu flick by Run Run Short. Made fraud bleed every time I D, cause I perfected my drunkard style like Sam Seed. Pseudo psychos, I play like Michael Jackson when I'm busting ass. And breaking backs, inhale the putrefied aroma. Breathe too deep and you'll wind up coma. Toast the king, I'm hard like a fifth of vodka. And bring your click, cause I'm a hard rock knocker. I gotcha, out on a limb, about to push you off the plank. Let you draw your cross, but your burner shot blanks. When the East is in the house, you should come a quick. Come a quick.
I admit that my girl's a cutie. Latina was exotic. Earl's my witness. With the
kind of led to putting stockings out of business. When I went home, I kissed my girl on the cheek, but in the back of my mind, it wasn't big but freak. I sat my girl down, couldn't hold it in, and said to her with a devilish grin, Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Tina got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Tina got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. I went to the high school about 3 o'clock to try to catch a cutie, ride my jock, my homeboy's Jeep, the system blasting, cold 40 dogs, smiling and laughing, girls all over, the kind I adore. I felt like a kid in a candy store. That's when I seen her, her name was Brenda, she had the kind of booty that I'd always remember. I said to my man, stop the Jeep, she's only 17, but yo don't sleep. I kicked the bait like an NFL punter and scoped the booty like a big game hunter. I said to the girl, yo, you look tired, so get some rest, relax by the fire. I put the big booty on the basket rug. She gave me a kiss, I gave her a hug. I said to the girl, them young boys ain't nothing. You want it freaky, let me kiss your belly button. I circled it and teased it and made her squeal. Grabbed a pack of bullets and pulled out the steel. When I was through, I wiped the sweat from my eyes. Went to the kitchen and got some sweet potato pies. Tina busted in my house while I was eating. You know what I said? Too bad you caught me cheating, but Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Brenda got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. Brenda got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Brenda got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. I went to Red Lobster for shrimp and steak around the time when the waitresses are on their lunch break. I pulled in the parking lot, parked my car. Somebody shouted out, I don't care who you are. I paid it no attention, I walked aside. Brian had a 9 and he was chilling in the ride. I walked in the place, everybody was looking. And shrimp and steak wasn't the only thing cooking. I sat down to eat, ordered my food. I said to the waitress, I don't mean to be rude, but I'll take you on a platter. She said, you got a girl. I said, it don't matter. You look like you're tastier than piping hot pizza. What's your name? She said, my tag says Lisa. I said, okay, you're smart and all that, but when you get off work, yo, I'll be back. She looked at me and said, make yourself clear. L, where we going? I said, right here. She looked kind of puzzled. I said, you'll see. I pulled up at 10 on the DOT. When she walked out the door, I threw my tongue down her throat. Pushed her back aside and pulled off her coat. Laid her on the table and placed my order and gave her a tip much bigger than a quarter. On and on till the break of dawn. All over the restaurant, word is born. I heard somebody coughing. I checked my watch. I couldn't believe it said 9 o'clock. I grabbed my pants, put on my Kango. Who did I see? Oh, yo, it was Brenda. Yo, she worked at Red Lobster, but I didn't remember. Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Lisa got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. See ya. Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Lisa got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. See ya.
For DJ Big Stu. I'm in the building. Say my name again. That's what I'm talking about. We in the building. I want to talk about some more stuff while we here. Shout out to everybody that's out there listening right now. Shout out to everybody. A good cop in the hood. I'm going to tell y'all about this cop that's out there, man. He's a good cop. And people would probably say, oh, no, he's a good cop. His name is Officer Lawrence De Primo. He was working with China terrorism post when he encountered a shivering victim. Immediately disappeared and returned moments later with a new pair of boots. Even the shelf, So help the man, put him on, give him a couple of dollars. And he's known to do that. The random kindness by a godless angel in a uniform has gone unnoticed. A tourist in Arizona, they took a snap of the picture and on a cell phone and posted it to the New York Police Department's Facebook page, and it already has 410,000 likes and been shared over 135,000 times. Yes, Jennifer Forster of Florence, Arizona says she spotted the homeless man begging for change, right when I was about to approach. And one of your officers came up from behind, she revealed, and said the officer said, I have these size 12 boots for you. They all weather boots. Let's put them on and take care of you. The officer squatted down, refused to put the socks and the new boots on the man. And then put a shelf on. So they are some good cops, man. You know, so. And it's another cop that he goes around. I don't have his name yet, but I'm going to get his name. I think you got to give him a shout-out because he goes around and actually helps the homeless people. Like, he gives them food. He comes every day with food for the homeless people. See, that's America. When you see police officers doing that, that's America. And they don't care, you know. You just, that'll make you feel like a cop get a bad rap on that note when you see the cop do that. You're so used to seeing cops harassing and searching people, you know, that look different or, you know, that look like that fit the description. It's the first time that you see a cop, a couple of cops, that look at these people that fit the scriptures and find out what's real with them and find out, oh, this guy's homeless. He might be out here. He ain't just a drug dealer, he's out here homeless. Let me give him a helping hand. And he probably prevents, with that helping hand, a crime being done that day, believe it or not. We're going to get back into some music. Once again, it's your man DJ Big Stu on Beef Stu Radio on the Sunday Night Hip Hop Classic. Make sure you follow me at Beef Stu Radio on Twitter. Follow me on LinkedIn. Follow me everywhere. I'm all over. I'm well connected. You can check me out on Block Club DJ East Coast. Once again, that's bcdje.com. Make sure y'all get that. bcdje.com. Alright? And make sure you go check out your man DJ Big Stu there. Give me a shout out. We got the artist promotion going on over there too. So all you artists out there that trying to be a thing and trying to get real big in the game, we got special packages for y'all, man. So y'all make sure y'all call us up, man, and see what y'all can do. So get there. Make sure you go to bcdjpeace.com. Once again, bcdjpeace.com. And like I said, once again, your boy will be having a video show that I will be playing up-and-coming videos of a lot of artists that's out there. You can get the videos at me. So, and that will be on BlockClubVideosNewYorkCity.com. BlockClubVideosNYC.com. I got so many things, man. That's why I'm stuttering, because I'm making sure I'm giving everybody the right information about everything. So we're going to get right this. We're going to rock this funk joint right here.
Got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Time to get funky and radical hip as I get to the point. Rock this funky joint. Wait a sec. The teacher's got to check the intellect, but some accepting didn't give you it. But give you what? The visa or the chief are often come to fix it up. But must I be just enough to manifest? The fabric mathematics like me that of Asiatic. Rock the joint, subtract the static, then add your rocket to my concept. And I got to stand for this. For this why civilized this hip hop rhyme from a black mind. To kicking it to you all the time. Fight the alarm. You like a more a peace sign. Represent my way of life and teach me that of Islam. I put my time before I manifest the rhyme. Sharp and accurate to stop the music on a dime. Knowledge me acapella, wisdom G. I'm manifesting, understanding, undisputed. So there's no need for I keep you guessing. Follow me now, see? See, I'll be rocking. The second hand is ticking, still the posse don't be clocking. Controllers of the clock be ticking closer to the point. Rock this funky joint, joint, joint. Funky, funky, funky. probably BRT for short. Now don't want more. Or am I too much for the mental? Proceed, teach them, please. Just keep it sort of simple like hip-hop. You're complicated, the I'll place it according to the moods of my intellect. Step for step, I step a little closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. But I'm your teacher, I teach ya. Rocker when I rock ya. The king I call pop is a different style of hip-hop. Smooth like a wise word, spoken from a prophet. Rough like a slave trying to get away. See, I'm combined with two kinds of rhyme trying to reach ya. The knowledge of myself makes me a poor righteous teacher. Stop to flip the topic, Islamically I drop it. My duty be to teach, so keep your pistol in your pocket. Eyes up, floor and master, traveling faster as I get closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. I have to get the styles that you be seeking and the words that I be speaking. For righteous teachers, posse teaching. Anyone that likes this style that I be styling. Mentally profiling. Should I say I'm smooth with the roughness? Just serving justice. Suckers try to suck this, but I be scoping. Never, I'm not sleeping.
Because it's culture freedom, G.
Put posse ruling
PRT.
Word B. It's sort of simple, see? Now look at me, the holy intellectual type. When I write, the spirit always keeps me something hype. I pet the mic, yo. Cause it's my whole life, like I'm creating. Man, I beat the state in. Can I say I'm great when there's not another brother greater? Turn a coach and beat him for support. See, man, I set the point.
Rock this funky joint. Key joint.
Losers never rock this. Snakes try to stop this. Purified and holy hip-hopness. Listen to the concept. Sweat, tech me. Peace be the Lord. I feel the sword when I speak. As-salam alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
A universal greeting from the people of our kind. Step into the realm of my cypher. Feel the different cypher. Coming from a slipping step and technique. 1200 factor by divine. He's asking me to rock. So now I'm giving him the spot. They didn't know the time. Turn a coach and beat them for support. Demanify the point.
Rock this funky joint.
Don't fuck with them boys. Phone check, collect tone from the baller. My mama said, what the fuck you doing in here? He said, one lady slapping on my enemy, and they treat me like I just shot a Kennedy. Deputy bitch thinks she's the queen bee. Ink on my thumb, injection pinky. Sir, what section from? Play dumb. General population. Mama, put your house up and I can bounce up. Out this motherfucker, that's why I love ya. Out like a bunk with a half pint of sump. Got the shit sold up like Betsy Brump. With a fin, no weapon, men don't never fuck with us. Silly hoe, really though.
I'm not the poor guy, I'm just the E, the R-I-C-K, that's all.
this, I'm check 1-2, I said yes, yes, yo. I'm the man of the hour, sweet to be sour.
So what you saying, E?
I got so dig it, as I kick it, keep your eyes open, cause a bro like me is always scope when the fact is your fat, because I cut no slackers like that. This is the big payback. If rapper was a tribe, I'd be the Chief Comanche. Hat, fat link, chunky rings, nothing fancy. So saddle up MCs and off we go. It's not a rodeo, but I carry a lasso, cause I'm back from vacation. The suckers kept slipping, rapping on beat, plus your tunes wasn't hitting. So I wanna claim a style on the MIC, but I could go state to state, corrupting shows with these. Cause whether I'm acting or relaxing, waxing or taxing, never step to a show without packing. My partners, Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson, so nothing was funny at the rapper session. I'm strictly biz and knuckles, no time for laughing. For chuckles, I drop clear lyrics while your bass I'm muffled.
Let's blow.
Hell no, and still flow and say dough, more or less do a show. Nah, the only high I get is when my fans your hoe. So get the bow zap, because we're back to hack. Here to let you know that it's a big payback. Yeah, that's right, man. The big payback in 89, you know what I'm saying? Effect on unfinished business. Yes. Albert Tony, snapping that.
As I get older, constant elevation, cause expansion. I write my rhymes while I cool in my mansion. They put it on tape and in the city I test it. Then on the radio, the R's requested. You listen to it, the concept might break you.
cause almost anyone can relate to. Whoever's out of hand, I'ma give them handles. Light them up, blow them out like candles. Or should I just let them melt? To give them a hand so they can see how I felt. I'm not bold just cause I rock gold. Rock cameras on the mic, and you know I got soul.
Soul, soul, soul.
Now I'ma stop to see what you got. Get off the mic before it get too hot. I wanna see which posse can dance the best. It should be easy cause the beat is fresh. Now feel from uptown, Brooklyn bound, the Bronx, Queens, or Long Island Sound. Even other states come right and exact. It ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. Since you came here, you have to show and prove. And do that dance until it don't move. That's all you need is soul, self-esteem, and release. The rest is up to you. Rock him or think peace.
You $5 boy and I'm a $1 million man. You
I realized it was a road. At the end, I would win lots of pots of gold. Never took a break, never made a mistake. Took time to create, took money to make. To be a billionaire, we taught work for years. Some nights I said it tears while I was set a prayer. Spent through hard times, even worked part time. In a key food store, people for time. I was short of the quarter, taking the next man's quarters. Breaking my back was the shack for headquarters. All my manpower, $4 an hour. Took the time and wrote rhymes in a shower. Shoes are scuffed because the road gets rough. But I'm a rocket.
Searching for the truth, but having been told so many lies,
I'm the Godfather. I'm the Godfather. I'm the Godfather of rap. Let's get this straight, there's no contest. So now you people know and don't have to guess. I'm not the king of rap, not lord, not prince. I was a young kid rapping, I've been rocking ever since. I was just a young buck, I didn't care what. MCs were in my way, they never uttered a butt. Cause I'm the Godfather. I'm the Godfather. Silly young ladies too, just chill. They never say no to me. Always say that they will do whatever I want them to. When I confront them to, watch where you're walking, or you just might bump into. I never rule them, I only school them. But if they ever try to fool me, that's when I fool them. I'm the Godfather. I'm the Godfather. No time to be jealous, only to make money. I rap on stage, shake my butt for your honey. Cause I'm a rockin', I'm a non-stoppin' MC baby who loves finger poppin'. So don't diss me, just kiss me. If I ever have you and leave, you're gonna miss me. I'm just a brother, so what's up, sis? Cause it's the pretty young ladies that make me talk like this. Yes, I'm the Godfather. I'm the Godfather. That I'm a poet, I changed my style. People just didn't know it yet. I had to tell them, I might tell them. You mess with me and both of your eyes, I'll swell them. Well, like I'm a phone, I'm out to take charge. I've got a spit shine, spank a new car in my garage. All the ladies wanna cruise me, they don't move me. See my bankroll, they wanna try to use me. But I'm no fool, never losing my cool. But for me to undress, I make the young ladies drool. I'm not bragging, telling you what I'm about. Young ladies, no babies, and marriage is out. But if you insist, you come get this. Your house or mine, night or day, I'll be fine. So let's get with it, so that I can hit it in an hour or two. Me and you can just quit it, I'm the Godfather. I'm the Godfather. We'll be right back. your hand off, you hit the baby, let's work out. No leaning on the wall, no standing around. So are you ready?
For what?
For the beating me now, because people come to see me. Some even want to beat me. Pretty young ladies want to L-U-V. The beat's so bad that at 9 o'clock in the morning, if you play it, they'll call the cops. Yes, I'm the Godfather. Yes, I'm the Godfather. You've got rockin' beats, non-stopping beats. Some records even have finger-poppin' beats. Always rapping on time, Gemini's my sign. I'm so deep, that's why I keep all the girls on my. I'm a fanatic at this, I'm at the top of the list. Stay cool, don't break the rule unless you wanna get dissed. Respect me while I'm rapping on a record to show. You can stare, cause I don't care, just as long as you know that I'm the Godfather. Cause I'm the Godfather. Jumping, your heart'll be thumping, place will be rocking, sweat'll be popping, off your face, all over the place, easily spinning records at a steady pace. Don't stand around, your face holding a frown. This is the season, no reason you can't get down. So get off the wall, let's have a ball. Boogie down to the beat, just give it your all. No need to get high, just have money to spend so you can have a good time, because it's within, because I'm the Godfather. Yes, I'm the Godfather.
Yes, sir. Reed. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. I told y'all we was going to be rocking all night. I put that up on Facebook, man. I said, yo, we're going to be rocking all night. I'm going to take y'all back to the joints. Y'all know that's what I did. Took y'all back to the joints. Say I didn't. Somebody tell me I didn't take y'all back to the joints. Because y'all know we rock like that every Sunday night, Deep Stu Radio. That's how we do it. Real strong, real big. Real strong, real big. I would tell y'all something about the Republicans, but they just still mad. So I'm tired of talking about them because they just still mad. Why should I talk about somebody who's just still mad? You know? There's so many different crazy things going on. The Susan Rice thing. I don't know, man. There's so many things going on. So I don't even want to talk about those guys today. I'll talk about them next week. I'll come back at them and talk about them. That's just how I do it. Because I don't want to give them no time, man. Just, you know, the election is over. We run. We run. See what I'm doing right here? That's what I said. Chill them. Y'all didn't hear that. If y'all heard that, y'all heard me scratch a little something on there back then. Well, some across the pond swirl. Footballer Jermaine Defoe shows off his new orange-faced blonde girlfriend and her cheeks. Well, cakes. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's talking about cakes. Everything is cake, 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 cake. Every time a woman has a little booty, a cake, a cake, a cake. Especially the Caucasian women now. It's like the cake is their thing. You know? They got cake now. I guess the sister got more than cake. What she probably got? Sister's got all type of stuff, but they don't got no cake. And everybody's sitting there like, yo, why are you playing all this stuff? Why are you listening to that? Because that's what what I do. I get my information, man. That's what I do. I sit here and get my information. If you don't like it, that's not my fault. This is what I do. I am DJ Big Stu. And like at this part of the time of the show, I like to talk about stuff. I do. Anyway, getting back to this. Here's Jermaine Defoe who plays as a striker for the English Premier team, the Premier League team, the Tottenham Hotspur, and the England national football team in the Olympics. He was spotted in the streets last night flossing his new girlfriend. And y'all should see the pictures. The pictures is, you know, it's stunning. You know, really stunning. So, I mean, that's big news in the hip-hop. Well, you know how they say it. The sisters always say that once a brother making big, he gets a white woman on his hip. That's what all sisters say. They be mad about that. They don't mind if they get big and get a white guy, but you can't get a white woman. All right, guys? That's the land of the law. The sisters will tell you, no, that's not the truth. But let them fall in love with a white man. It's all good. I love him for who he is. I love him for who he is. But I don't know. I don't know. Things are crazy. Things are fishy. Now we got some new news with Cassie. Cassie's been in the news a lot lately. But it's like move on, my Mimi, and Josephine, Josephine, you know who that is, Joseline or Joseline. Some people say it's a man, some people say it's a woman, but that's the girl on Love and Hip Hop, and she's on Stevie J's bus. Might be adding one more passenger. Recently reported, Love and Hip Hop, Joseline Hernandez, broke up with her manager slash pimp, Stevie J. Not only did the reality vixen dump her hitman producer, but she put him on blast in the worst way. Well, look at the attention the couple is storing now. That's what is written. You know what I mean? So, let's see. You know, it got her with Cassie, and she says, I love my bitch. So I don't know what that means. Now, you know, they make, you know, see, one thing about Twitter, they make it crazy. Then she put, I love him, when they had a picture of Stevie J. So I don't know, you know, the girl is crazy. People, I mean, these stars, they go on Twitter and they bug out. They put all the craziness on Twitter. This is how you can find out if a star is crazy or not. Just look at Twitter. Stars are crazy on Twitter. They don't be the star you see in the video on Twitter. I have seen Nicki Minaj say things that really got me believing that she is really, really strange. Very talented, but strange. Maybe the strangeness helps her music, you know. See, people be like, when they be, before they make it, you know, they be just regular people, and they be holding it inside that crazy, crazy feeling that they be thinking about doing. The next thing you know, when they get that money, every crazy thing they think about. Look at R. Kelly. I don't know if he was pissing on girls before he was R. Kelly. Could he just piss on a girl when he was just regular R. Kelly? Let me ask you this. Could he even piss on a girl when he was R. Kelly in Public Announcement? They had a few hits, but was he really like when they first came out with Five, 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 Five? Did he start pissing on girls then? Who knows? But it's just crazy when you think about these things. Every star got a little crazy, 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 crazy thing. My man Martin Lawrence, look at Martin. Coolest, funniest guy. Martin, I'd hate to be in front of Martin and snapping with Martin because Martin will eat you up alive. But Martin known to carry that 9mm. And you don't know when he's going to just run and want to take everybody hostage or run the street and pull out. You know? All these guys are strange. Eddie Murphy, he's a lot strange. There's so much to be said, but he's just strange. And these people be geniuses. They be talented. They have great work that we love and admire. Classic stuff that we save. So we long are gone, and our family finds it in the box, and they watch it or even throw it away or whatever. But that's how it is. And he's not crazy. George Bush, cocaine cowboy president. Wow. You know, just think about it. It's strange. Bugging out. Still bugging out. You know what I'm saying? So it's like Mitt Romney. Let's speak on that. One of the strangest, Mitt Romney actually was the strangest politician I ever seen in my day in life. The strangest, I never remember, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever, Russia, the Russia Republican, the Italian. Mitt Romney is one of the strangest dudes I have ever in this scene. A lot of things he did, a lot of things he tried to get over with, that he thought we would believe, that was even the more craziness of the stuff. The things that he thought we would believe. When you see him and honestly think that he thought we would believe, that America would say, oh, man, you know what, that 45%, don't worry about it, man. I mean, that 47%, don't worry about it. Mitt didn't mean it like that. He meant it like this. I mean, is America that dumb? He's, you know, this strange guy, Dave Chappelle. Let's talk about Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle himself, at the highest peak, he tells me, I ain't crazy. Maybe the things around me is crazy. When you say that, you crazy. Because we can avoid the things around us. Yeah, let me tell you something. Let banks do get a $50, $60, $70 million contract. All right, I got to do the little national public thing, blah, blah, blah. But once I get away from the devilish people, I go right back into my circle. I stay there. I build a foundation. And I never come back out to those devilish people. Oh, yeah, I do business with them. Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Oh, yo, we need to sign these contracts. All right, I'm going to come over. Come over real quick with all my angels. Sign it, break out. These guys, they dance with the devil. Can't dance with the devil. All right? I'm just saying, you know, this strange people. Prince has been strange for a very, 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 very long time. He's so strange, we don't even question his strangeness no more. Like, he's supposed to be strange. It's bugged out when we see him now when he tries to act, you know, all like, you know. And, you know, I don't know. Prince just seems like he's just mad, but, you know, like when he gets in public, he doesn't like the public. That's how his face always look when they flash on Prince, like at an award show or something like that, or anything, ceremony. He looks like, oh, why am I sitting here? Like, he doesn't want to be against the world, you know. That's what it comes across to me. What about Gundam Style? This guy, I ain't gonna lie. He the type of motherfucker that make every rapper in America mad. Now, some of you guys will go, well, I like that record. I'm gonna tell you, it's a party record to get you dancing, get you pumping. If you're drunk, you get your fist pumping in Jersey Shore style, you know what I'm saying? You get all that, but the MCing part of him is so imagery that I don't care what you say. He got to come out and battle somebody for me. All right, you put Hammer down. We liked it, Hammer, but we didn't like Hammer. Hammer was good because when Dancing was in hip-hop, he's bad, one of the baddest. See, now, like I don't know, man. Hammer was better back when he first came out, before the crossover Hammer. When he had his big homie down with him, I used to be in the videos with him, shout, you know, he had his hype man in the joint with him. Go back and see a Hammer video like that, bro. When he first came out, he was like, yo, Hammer, you can chill him, Hammer. He ain't got nothing for you, Hammer. You can chill him. I remember being and seeing that video, sitting down and stuff like that, and me and people sitting down, and Hammer came out doing that video. We were like, who is this kid? He was dancing. He had a production behind him in the video. We were like, all right. He had the 357 girls. And, you know, at the time when the first video came out, Hammer probably had this group. his dance group, probably about 10, 15 people. As thing went on, you start seeing Hammer videos, and Hammer got like, all right, now Hammer got 400 one show or one video. Now he got damn near the Ice Capades damn near falling behind him. But, and the thing is, you wonder how the brothers go broke. You know, and they're broke don't be broke if somebody else is broke. You know, they're broke don't mean, in some cases it is, but, you know, these stars and celebrities, once they get there and get that money, they're broke don't mean the same thing as what an average person broke means. You know, an average person probably can live off of their broke and be very, very happy for the rest of their life. So that's, you know, let's understand that. Why are we here today? Why are we here? I hope a lot of y'all checked out my little video promo. Definitely, Who is DJ Big Stu? Check it out on YouTube. Go to YouTube and type in Who is DJ Big Stu. For those of y'all, some people are like, I want to see how you look, you know. So if you're on my Facebook page, then you're not. But, you know, if you're not, you can follow me at Beef Stu Radio on Twitter. You can follow me at Beef Stu Radio on Facebook. You can follow me. There's so many other things. I don't want to sit here. So you know, I can say you can follow me on these, but just follow me on those. Also, follow me on Showboat Classic on MySpace. Now, even people probably said MySpace. MySpace is starting to pop again, you guys. I'm telling you. MySpace is starting to get a lot of traffic again and everything. They got a new boy. It ain't up there with Facebook. But there's nothing wrong with having a couple of different audiences to guide you along the way. So, with that being said, I don't know. I want to play some music, man. I'm thinking about what should I play. I haven't decided yet what should I play, but I'm thinking about playing something good. So what I'm going to do, man, is DJ Big Stu, man. I'm going to rock right now. I'm a rock right now. I'm going to play some joints, man. I got a little hip-hop. It might be a little smoother. Might even be R&B-ish, but, you know, I'm going to play some joints that rock right now. Bring it back. Got some more memories for y'all, man. Once again, it's DJ Big Stu on a Sunday night hip-hop classic on Beef Stu Radio. Make sure y'all follow me, man. Stay up with the blog, the Beef Stu Radio blog. Go to, you know what I'm saying, www.beefstewradio.com. Also go to SBC, www.sbc.com. Also go to www.dcdjeast.com. And also go to, you know, man, what you saying? Also, I also you all night. Because I'm connected. You hear that was it? I'm connected. Here we go, y'all. Let's get into some new music. Beef Stu Radio.
Let's take some calls from the request line. Caller number one.
Hey, man, what's up? This is Dominique from Shady No Trailer Park.
What's up, Dominique?
I'm gonna hear that song from Lil Young P. Pablo.
All right, I got that coming right out for you. Now, shout out to the radio station that gave you what you wanted.
W Boom Boom B, baby. What you doing from the front? What you doing from the
I like to lay back, relax, and enjoy my time. My eyes roll back and my
toes curl.
I love when you do that, girl.
Till it comes time for me to have to get her hers. Tell me what you want. Do you want a missionary with your feet crammed to the head down? Do you want it from the back with your face in the pillow so you can yell as loud as you want to? On the floor, do you want it on the chair? Do you want it over here? Do you want it down there? Do you want it in your pussy? Do you want it in your ass? Anything you can handle.
Pussy up.
bagging that stuff up. Girl in the club, cause that's what you gotta ask for. Wobble, wobble, I'm infatuated. Bitch, ride a dick like she making the pain. And I see that we gonna have to go to a quiet corner for just us two. Don't worry about who looking, just keep on doing what you doing. Cause a nigga like me gonna get to work before I know the girl. Bitch, what's happening? Let him see, show the world.
Mention all your plays and pimps right now in the place to be.
Shake your ass.
I told y'all niggas before, y'all niggas can't fuck with me.
What is this?
Now this ain't fun, no small booties, no sir, cause that won't pass.
Show me what you're working with.
If you feel you got the biggest one, the mama come shake your ass.
Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, and show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, and show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, and show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't wanna be a player.
This is Boo Boo Radio.
I'm not a player.
I said Boo Boo Radio. No, Boo Boo Radio.
Body, 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 body,
baby, baby, come on, baby, come on, baby, come on.
When you walk by every night, talking sweet and looking fine, I get kind of hectic inside. Baby, I'm so into you, darling, if you only knew all the things that flow through my mind. But it's just
come on.
Against the whipped cream, can't have ice cream without whipped cream, plus a nice tube.
you.
On the the solo, the single, the only. I got to be for real or I got to be for only. Now when I step off the stage, the squallies become lonely. Your papa must be homely cause your mother wants to bone me. This is the year for FBI to bloom. My wild style stutters like Max Headroom. When you save a lot of money, that means you consume. But when you blow it on a charge, you're a stupid buffoon. I like the Cleveland Indians, save all my pennies. I used to watch a show called Mark and Mindy. And now I like the while some smoke Cincy. If you got a car, pump this up and you're busy. Pump it in your Jeep, play it to a freak. I wish you peace and blessings, may your whole life be complete. Because my style is explicit, a blizzard couldn't visit. Many had doubts and went out like wet biscuits. But that's okay, because when it comes to a party, party.
We rock the mic, pull out the yard. We rock the mic, we rock the mic.
Down. We in the building. DJ Big Stu. Just want to tell everybody out there, man, thanks for rocking with me. Sunday Night Hip Hop Classic. And on that note, I'm going to go out with this.
Now, I've never been one to knock the next man for getting his, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And I do realize that hip hop is now a form of showbiz.
Uh-huh.
But this has always been something with which you have to be true. So in the year of 1992, now this is how we do. At the age of 19, heard the scene. A lot of MCs that do not come clean. Fronting on dealing hard times and rhymes. You see them in the streets and you see no signs of the hell. And they get on stage and tell some old cornball war story. Ring the bell.
Burn.
You're faking the funk. Talking that extra hard junk, you're probably a punk. And I'ma let you know. You just don't cut with the artificial flow. Neat dicks gotta break back the next one. Make it by the front, they'll get smoked like brunch. My rhymes penetrate like skunk. And you're worried up? I think you're faking a funk.
You're faking a funk.
Yo, you're faking a funk. I sold out a board
word.
And everywhere has streets. That's not trying to hear the whack rhymes over the same sink beats. Cause I'm the real and I can't feel put down on the real. Now I'ma let you know. But those freestyle rap, it's time to go. I eat
Beef, soup,
Benny Young.